Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into something called Stage 4 Business Growth.
That's right.
It's based on insights from taking your business to the next level, the power of Stage 4.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission really is to unpack what Stage 4 actually is and maybe help you figure out if it applies to your business.
Especially if things feel a bit stuck,
plateaued. Exactly. Because let's face it, the strategies that worked before, they don't always keep working forever, do they?
No, absolutely not. Many, many successful businesses hit that point. That initial energy, that growth spurt, it eventually levels off. Understanding these stages is really crucial to push past that ceiling.
Okay, so before we jump into Stage 4 itself, maybe we could quickly run through the typical stages that come before it, just to set the scene.
Sure. So you usually start with, well, the startup phase. Mm-hmm. That's all about getting the idea off the ground, proving it works, finding your initial customers.
You know, right, the chaotic bit.
Can be. Then you hopefully move into growth.
Yeah.
This is where you're scaling things up, expanding your reach, building out the team. It's often a very high energy phase.
And after that?
Maturity. That's often characterized by more stability. Growth might slow down a bit, become more predictable. The focus often shifts towards efficiency, defending your market share.
Okay, maturity. That sounds familiar for a lot of established companies. So where does this Stage 4 idea fit in?
Right. So Stage 4 isn't just more maturity. The source calls it strategic renewal and innovation. It's like a conscious decision.
A decision to do what?
To sort of shake things up yourself before the market or competitors force you to. It's about realizing that long-term success isn't just about holding steady. It demands reinvention. Evolution.
Strategic renewal and innovation. Okay, I like the sound of that. Feels proactive. What are the signs? How do you know if a business is maybe ready for Stage 4 thinking or maybe needs it?
Well, there are a few common indicators. You might see, for instance, profits holding up okay, but revenue growth is just flatlined. Or maybe your competitors seem to be innovating faster, launching newer, more exciting things while your offerings start to feel a bit dated.
Yeah, I can see that.
You might also see market share slowly chipping away. Or maybe internally, you notice new product development has really slowed down. You keep hitting bottlenecks.
Internal roadblocks, okay.
Yeah, and sometimes, honestly, it's just a feeling, a sense at the leadership level that you're kind of stuck in a rut, you know?
Right. And these aren't necessarily failure signs.
Not at all. That's key. They're more like nudges. Signals that it's time for a strategic refresh, a new approach.
That makes sense. So if you recognize those signs in your business, what does doing Stage 4 actually involve? What actions are we talking about?
It often kicks off with really reevaluating your core assumptions, the fundamental ideas about your business model, who your target customer really is now, what your value proposition actually delivers today. Are they still right?
Going back to basics, almost.
In a strategic way, yes. And it means actively pushing for innovation. Not just small tweaks, but encouraging real experimentation. Maybe exploring totally new markets or customer segments you hadn't considered. Even new business lines.
Big changes, potentially.
Could be. Strategic partnerships can be really important here, too. Bringing in outside expertise or reach. And internally, it's about building agility. Being able to react fast.
And your people.
Investing in them is crucial. You need your team empowered to lead innovation and manage that change. Think of it like giving the whole business a strategic spring clean and maybe an upgrade.
So important point here, it's not about throwing out everything that got you here, not ditching the past successes.
No, definitely not. That's a misunderstanding. It's about building on that foundation, leveraging those strengths, but with a renewed focus, a commitment to keep evolving.
Which sounds like it requires a certain mindset.
Absolutely. A strategic mindset, for sure. A willingness to take calculated risks, because innovation isn't risk-free. And, crucially, a really deep understanding of where your industry is heading, what forces are at play.
Now, the source we're looking at, it mentions the Eidos Edge. How do they connect?
Right. The source presents them as essentially a resource, an entity that helps businesses specifically navigate these kinds of Stage 4 challenges, focusing on that renewed growth through innovation.
Got it. Okay, so bringing this all together, if you're listening, what's the main takeaway here?
I think it's this. Stage 4 is fundamentally about taking control. It's about proactively renewing maybe even disrupting your own mature business before something external does it for you.
Right.
It's understanding that lasting success, especially today, needs more than just maintaining the status quo. It really requires this continuous cycle of renewal and innovation.
That's a powerful idea. Okay, so a final thought for you listening. Which of those indicators, we talked about the flat revenue, the faster competition, maybe slowing innovation, which one felt most familiar for your situation right now?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe think about this, like, what's just one small step, something you could explore this week to start questioning a core assumption, or perhaps spark a little more of that innovative spirit in your team? It's about thinking about that next leap. Thanks for joining our deep dive today.